Okay, let's get into Tehillim, Perek Mem Zayin. That's where we are, and this is the famous perek that we say before Tekiah Shofar. That's the minhag of Ashkenazi Jewry to say this perek, one of the many minhagim that we do on Inyani Rosh Hashanah. We're still in the Bnei Korach. That's what Rabbi Bernstein, or Emmanuel Bernstein, in his Sefer on Tshuva, he notes that it is important to talk about and remember that Bnei Korach, right before Shofar, right? Bnei Korach, we mentioned this, the Medrash emphasizes this, we mentioned this Medrash a couple of prakam ago, that what was the problem ultimately of Korach? The rebellion, obviously, was the rebellion, but it was the fact that he didn't do tshuva, in contrast to his sons, right? They were also with him. Slowly, slowly, they were getting away and away until finally, right when they see the ground open, that moment changed their lives and their destiny. Says the Rabbi Bernstein, there is much that we can learn from Korach's sons, especially when we are moments away from hearing the shofar. These men initially committed a grievous error and joined together with their father in contesting Moshe's role as Hashem's prophet, as well as the divine origin of the Torah. However, in the decisive moment when the earth opened up its mouth, they reversed their direction and did tshuva. The only thing that ultimately separated them from their father was their response to that critical moment. This means that what killed Korach in the end was not his sin per se, but his refusal to retract it under any circumstances, even as the ground opened up beneath him. We see from here the power of a moment of clarity and resolve. And so it is the sons of Korach who lead us into the hearing of the shofar, for we are about to experience something similar to what they went through. Right? It stops, the sound of the shofar beckons us to stop our busy and well-ordered lives and consider whether there are certain actions or habits that we would be better off without. And the only question is whether we choose to respond to the call like the sons of Korach or chas v'shalom like Korach himself. That's a crucial point to think about, one of the reasons that we have this as the introduction to our shofar. The main reason, though, as we know, is you look at the perek. In this ten pasuk perek, it's a lot about shofar. If you look in the Das Mikra, when I say Das Mikra, I mean Amos Chacham. He is the one that put together the Das Mikra, an amazing literary and content connected Pirish, but he points out here that this parak is about the Hamlachas Melech, right? When you appoint a king, you have trumpets and shofarot, and that's what this parak is. The first couple of psukim are getting ready and getting excited about the Melech. Then you have the moment that the Melech goes onto the throne, Allah Elokim Bitruah, and again, the mashal is of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu going onto the throne, but we can think of it as a melech, and everybody should sing to the king that he just got onto his throne, and the end of the parak, the last two parakim are, I will continue praising the king, and all nations will come and pay homage to the king. That's what this is about, and that's one of the 10 reasons, one of the 10 kavanas that we know, that we have on Rosh Hashanah, the Rav Sadia Gaon, that says that there are 10 kavanas that we have when we blow shofar. The shofar helps us remember, says Rav Sadia Gaon, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Brias HaOlam. But the first one that he talks about is marking the anniversary of Kadosh Baruch Hu creating the world and becoming the Melech HaOlam. And that's the coronation of a king gets the shofar. That's what this parak is about. But there are others. Obviously, the shofar reminds us of Har Sinai, reminds us of the future, the shofar of Geula, the shofar of the Akedah. The shofar inspires fear and trembling into the hearts of all hear it. Shofar Kibbutz Galias, many different kavanas. But the first one that he mentions, and maybe the pashup shot, is the Malchus Ha'olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in the contrast to the previous parak, which spoke about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge when all craziness happens and war and Gog and Magog. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's what the topic is here in this parak. Okay, so let's get into it now that we know the general outline. So Bnei Korach, again, they were the ones that say this and recognize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'amim tikuchav, all nations, clap your hands. Haril Elokim b'korina, call out to Hashem in song. So one of the Rebbes in the Biri Hasidah says, all nations, tiku, blow shofar, kaf. Kaf is gematria, 100. A remez to our blowing 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah. Tiku, kaf, haril elokim, b'kol rina. Call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kol in a song. Ki Hashem elyon nora, melech gadol kalaret. Hashem is elyon. Hashem is above Melech gadol akol haaretz. The Radak says, what do you mean Hashem is Nora? Ki asa niflaos sheyesh lachol ha'amim liyira mimenu. Hashem is Nora. Hashem did many wonders that all nations are scared of. Liyira, are in awe of him. So the Rinas Yitzchak discusses here that, you know, one would think that if it's Yira, if it's Nora, what name of Hashem should be used? Elohim. There are, I forgot to mention, there are seven names, Elohim, it says seven times in this parak. And that's why we say it seven times as the minhag. So it's 49 times to bring us up from the 49 levels of Tumah all the way up. So we say Elohim seven times to try to be mahapech, the din to rachamim. But here the pasuk is saying, Hashem Elyo Nora. So shouldn't that be Elohim? Yudke Vavke is a shame of rachamim. Why does that create Nora? Shouldn't Elohim create Nora? So explains the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi writes beautifully in Parshas B'Shalach, I don't know if we've mentioned this before, the Beis Halevi in B'Shalach discusses that there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that until Kriyas Yamsuf, Bnei Yisrael did not experience Yira. Al Kain lo hayu yireim as Hashem, mikan ve'elach lo hayu yireim, only now. And that's why he says, Vayiru am es Hashem. V'yaminu b'Hashem Moshe Abdu, Vayiru. And the question the Beis Halevi asks is, what do you mean? They fear, they saw all the Onshim and the Makas in Mitzrayim. There was plenty of events that would cause Yira. Explains the Beis Halevi. V'yesh lomar ha'inyan. Classic Beis Halevi type of thought. The k'shenes bonein b'hanisim shenasu b'mitzrayim, v'hanisim shenasu al hayam, hem chulakim zem yizeh. There's tzvei dinim in the nisim that took place in Yamsuf and in Mitzrayim. Ubo b'shnei ofanim. In Mitzrayim, the ikar of the nes was to punish the Mitzrayim. As a side result, we were saved. But the ikar was the onus of the Mitzrayim. Shabo aleim amakas, shaloka derechateva. Umizet samach yeshuasan shel Yisrael. Vatamba zeh, why was this? Because we didn't have schuyos to be nigal. Right? Ves, arum ve'eriyah, as the pasuk says in Yechezkel, we didn't have any mitzvahs yet. Vekam ez mana geula lo yigia dayin. And also this mana geula didn't come until the following year. Mikoach midas hadin sheshalta al Mitzrayim samach yeshuasan Yisrael. Only through the midas hadin that punished the Mitzrayim, that out of that came the Yeshua for us. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says on the net, Seder, Fatem lo seitzu ish mi pesach v'yisrael boker, you can't go out. Because there's a mashkas out there. And this is not because of your zechuyos. And then, other things that connect. He says, why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to ask Rishus? Because we can't go out yet. Aval continues to base on Levi a little later. Aval b'shvi yishal pesach, hayako lehefech, de ikra neis v'yamashin ikra hayam, lefnei Yisrael. Kriyas yamsuf, the ikra was our salvation. And the side effect, what happened was from our Yeshua, was that the Mitzrayim were punished and drowned. It wasn't a nes per se to drown them, but the nes was to save us. And like the pasuk says later on in Tehillim, he quotes, in your chesed, my enemy was cut down. It's the chesed that you are marba on me that cut down my enemies. Why? Because we already had then schuyos. We had dam pes, we had schus of pesach, and schus of mila. And that's what they had the schus of going into the water. And he says, so now the Beis Halevi says, with that background, lefimus kol rishon, you would think that midas hadin will always bring yira, and midas harachamim would always bring, midas harachamim would always bring ava. But, says the, but if you scrounge the under the ground a little deeper, it could say no, because even by the yam ro godel haonesh yigil mitzrayim ay de midas harachmanus bnei Yisrael had they saw the rachmanus on us and then the punishment on them, and that led to yira because they saw the yira that came from the rachamim, and that's what's here. Hashem el yon nora, you could have yuke vavki midas harachamim that could lead to yira because Hashem saving us punishes them, our enemies. And in that way, we are saved. So that's how, what might explain this pasuk. So again, this is the first part of the parak where we're getting excited. We're getting everybody excited to have the hamlacha, the coronation of the king. Hashem is Elyo, Melech Gadol, Yadber Amim Tachtenu, Leumim Tachas Ragleinu. Amim will, what's Yadber? So one might say, Yadber is crushed under, but Yadber might mean Yinhag. The Mitzvah Sion says from the word Dabar. Dabar is a leader. So Dabar Achad Lador. Yadber Amim Tachtenu. The Amim will be led under us. We will lead to Yerushalayim. Ula Umim Tachas Ragleinu. Yivchar Lanu Asnachal Asenu. Hashem will prove. Yivchar Lanu will be chosen for us. Our Nachala. As Gaon Yaakov, the Beis Hamikdash, the Radak says, Asher Ahev Sela, that, that he loves. He loves the Beis Hamikdash, he loves, Yerushalayim. The Chassam Sofer, if you look in the Kamotzei Shalal Rav here, quotes the Chassam Sofer in a drasha, who says that obviously we know that ultimately it's better to, not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Hechruch, that we have to, even though we do have to serve because we have to, but because we choose to, with our Bechira, right? Yesh l'chaim ha'yedei, mitzvah ha'torah, yesh l'chaim ha'yedei Bechira, v'lo mitoch Hechruch, not mitoch Hechruch. So says the Chassam Sofer, we know living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah sase daraisa, the Rabban writes in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, v'rashim es aretz yishavtem ba, al datizu mitzvah sase. But why do we go to Eretz Yisrael? Because we're forced to? We don't have a choice, or we have the option to live anywhere else, but we choose to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the ultimate. Kishiyesh lanu yishuv ba'artos ha'gayim u'b'cholzos lo nivchar l'sheves bohen elarak ba oz nekayim mitzvah zu b'ratzon avshenu. That's the ultimate reason, not just because there's no other place to live and all the country wants us, but because we have a choice to live anywhere and we choose to live in Eretz Yisrael. He says that's this pasuk. Yadber mim tachtinu lumen tachas raklinu. We're in control of nations, meaning they're not oppressing us and we can live anywhere. But the greatest is Yivchar Lonos Nachla Seinu. But if we then have Bechira, if we choose to live in Hashem's Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, that's the ultimate. Right? Shlomo Zalman once, he wrote that there's no bracha on the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? When one makes aliyah, you don't make a bracha. Why not? Why isn't there a bracha? So various answers given. Shlomo Zalman says, so it shouldn't be, it's similar to like Kibbutz Avim. Right before you get your father a cup of tea, that's why you're doing it. It should be natural. It should be natural that we're doing this out of love for my father. Don't formalize it. So it's the same thing Rishlomo Zalman says, for our love for Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't be because we have to, and we're mukhrach to, but because this is, we recognize every parsha in the Torah, which talks about the uniqueness and the special quality of the land of Israel. That is why. And that's what's alluded to here, says the Chassam Sofer, in Yivchar Lanu, Es Nacha Laseinu. Allah, Elok, here's the pasuk, here's the moment. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going up on the throne, Kaviyachol. Allah Elokim b'Trua. Hashem is going up with the Trua, Hashem b'Kol Shofar. And we have Hashem and Elokim in that perek. And again, that's also a good thing to think about before Rosh Hashanah, the Rachamim and the Din. Zamru Elokim Zameru. Zamru Lamalkenu Zameru. Sing to Hashem. Sing to Hashem, our God. There is a line here in the Radak. Zamru, sing to our King Zameru. Says the Radak, the pas Achar Shamar. It said earlier, Melech Gadol Kol Haaretz. Hashem is the King over the whole world. Pasuk Gimel, Ki Banu Nisyached Shemo BaOlam. But in us, our name, His name is Nisyached. For who Malkeinu Me'az? He's always been our Melech. Avo Bayamahu Yiyeh Melech Al Kol Haaretz. So says the. It sounds like from the Radak, and this is the question the Rina Tzitzlok asks: is when Mashiach comes, is Hashem going to still be Malkeinu? Are we still going to have that special relationship? Or he's going to be Malocha Kala Olam Kula Bechvodecha? He's going to be over the whole world. So is there going to be that special relationship of Malchus at that time? From this Radak, it sounds like no. It sounds like it's going to be the Melech HaKala Aretz. But he says there are other sources. The Pasuk of the Pashup Shot is that this is even Lolos Elavo. Sing to Hashem. Let's see, this is talking about in the future when the whole world is Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's still called Malkeinu. So why would that be if he's Melech HaKala Olam? So there are a number of answers. One might say, because Umos HaOlam only have Sheva Mitzvahs. So what makes Hashem a Melech? Seven ways. We have 613. 613, he's more of a Melech on us. Number one. Number two, maybe there'll still be, like the Ramban talks about in Achremos, there'll still be indirect Hashgacha versus direct Hashgacha. For Bnei Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, direct Hashgacha. Not under the Mazalos. While other nations, right, under the Mazalos. And therefore maybe that will still stay. Or number three, in Avodas Hashem, we know there's Ahava and there's Yira. Are you doing it because you're in awe, or are you doing it because you love and you identify? So maybe we are called Banim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. We are called children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nira dehainu mishum, says the Rinas Yislach, the Klai Yisrael ovdin Hashem me'ava. Because we serve Hashem me'ava. K'mo Hashem ki'nu mosa olam, inam ovdin Hashem rak midoch yira. L'vizah yesh lomar dehainu tam ad Hashem nikra Malkeinu. He's everybody's king, but he's our special king, because he's not only Malkeinu, he's Avinu, hidden in that Malkeinu. Af l'asa lavo, v'avtagam umasa olam makabal, malchusa l'asa lavo, v'kom makom umasa olam ein makabal, malchusa rak mi'yira. Even though Malkein was usually Yura, but this Melech has a different relationship. He's also Avinu, and therefore we could still call it Malkein. Fascinating issue, though, to think about. When everybody, will there still be that special Malkein relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael? Good. Ki melech kol haaretz Elokim zamru maskil. Hashem is God over the whole world. Zamru maskil. Sing maskil. O smart ones, maskil. The Radak here says maskil. It says earlier when it just says blow shofar, that could apply to everyone. But when it comes to a maskil is someone who's smart. A maskil. Shame, says the Radak. Shame, sham. Pirish. Kol maskil o maskil. Bein bi Yisrael, bein bi umos ha'olam. Zamru lekel yisbarach. Jewish or not Jewish, all the maskilim have to sing to Hashem. Ava b'shalachol amim tzivah lemor. Even though he said before lizamer, he called, told everybody to be mizamer beforehand. Kol amim tikuchaf bein maskilim bein she'ena maskilim, but lachaber shir v'zimra in ala maskilim. But the maskilim are the ones that have the higher level to formulate and designate different types of shir. Good. So now Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is on the throne. And then we say, Malach Elohim al Goyim. Hashem is, Malach is king. Elohim Yashav al Kisei Kadsho. Hashem is sitting on his throne. He is the Melech of the whole world. Nedive Amim Ne'esafu. Those that volunteer of the Amim Ne'esafu gather around the king. What does that mean, Nedive Amim? So Rashi quotes, Nedive Amim Shehisnadvu Atzmam L'Tevach V'Lehereg Akdush Hashmo. All the nations that gave their lives on Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, usually this is unusual. Usually Jews are giving their lives. But throughout history, maybe there are those this pasuk is referring to. For all the nations, everybody has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Everybody has to believe Avodah Zarah is one of the big three, one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. So the Rashi says that Nedivei Amim here is referring to those that give their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even of the nations. Nedivei Amim. And there is a question in the Achronim. Is there a concept of the Hargval Yavar by the Umos HaOlam if somebody is forced to do one of the big three, to give their lives? So you might say, okay, Nedive doesn't sound like you have to. Nedive is volunteer. So maybe this gets into the big Machlokas Rishonim relating to, are you allowed to volunteer a non-big three? Right, that is a big question that the Rishonim deal with. The Rambam says clearly no. Yehari Valyavar, those three are the minimum and the maximum. The Rambam says this in Hilchot Yisod HaTorah without leaving any doubt. One is not allowed to volunteer to give one's life in a situation where one doesn't have to. Right? There's V'chai Bahem. Right? What are you? You're being Machmir and you're being Mekel in on the other side. Bali Tosfos, no, have the possibility that you can volunteer. So how does the Rambam read this pasuk? If Rambam gives the same shot, Nedive Amim, those are no David. How does he read that medrash? Nedive Amim Ne'esafu, Am Elokei Avraham. So unless he agrees with the Nemuki Yosef, I think the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Nemuki Yosef on that Rambam, who says that even though it's usher to volunteer, but if somebody is one of the Yechidei Skula, and he realizes that the Am needs such a behavior, so then it is okay. Right? It's the Kesef Mishnah here, it is. In Hey Dalet, in Yisod HaTorah, the Kesef of Nemuki Yosef. Because how does Rambam explain Elisha Bal Kanafayim and other stories? Dafilu lufisvaras Rabenu imhu adam gadol v'chasid yirei shamayim v'roesh adar parutz b'kach rashoy lekadesh es Hashem v'limzer atzmo, he could volunteer and be moser nefesh afilu al mitzvah kala kadesh yiru ha'am, so the nation sees v'limdu liyiras Hashem u'la'ava b'cholibam, to teach them avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. So maybe that's what it's referring to. That's why it's Nedive Amim. It's the Nedive Am. It's the princes. Ne'asafu, they will be gathered. Am Elokei Avraham, ki lelokim magini eretz. So only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one that protects the land. Ma'od na'ala, he is very exalted and raised up. This pasuk is also quoted in the Tur. The Tur quotes in the first halacha of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, where the Tur starts off by quoting the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. The three reasons the Tur quotes why we blow shofar, the minhag blow shofar in Elul, in Chodesh Elul. The first reason is Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Barosh Chodesh Elul, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Alei Elai Haharan, Baruch Chodesh Elul, Hashem says to Moshe, go up the mountain, Sha'az Allah Moshe, Az Allah Lekabal Luchos Achronos. Because he went up to, Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, but for the third time, to get to the Luchos Achronos. They didn't want to they didn't want Bnei Yisrael to miscalculate again. So they're going to blow shofar today, every day, 40 days. Don't miscalculate again. Moshe Allah lahar shelo yitu od achar avodah zarah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala ba'oso shofar. And Hashem is exalted through that shofar that we blow, says the Perkei Derav Elazar. Or he was exalted at least that time. Shenemar Allah lakim b'surah, our pasuk. Because that was the first Elul, Hiskinu Chachamim, she took in Rosh Chodesh Elul b'chol shana v'shana. That's why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah every year. But that only applies, explains the first day, Rosh Hashanah. V'kala Chodesh, and then where the reason come to blow shofar the whole month? The Lahazir is Yisrael Shasu Tshuva, to awaken us to Tshuva. And number three, La'arbev Hasatan. But our pasuk makes its way into the tour in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue next time with more B'nei Korach. B'nei Korach have a number of Mizmorim here. Next one is one of the Shir Shal Yoms as we continue until we get to Nun, which is Mizmor La'asaf.